Okay, good morning. Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kaf Hey. And we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Dad Amud Bet. Dedicate the Shir in Nishmat when it's out in this war to him, to Chatufim, to soldiers, to Israel, to Slech Shavuot for Shlema. And the last day of Shiva for Daniel Shimon Ben Doron Peretz. Okay,
I understand that, Shoma. This is said that the Shiva, they said, for the fourth one who was in the tank, who
he's still alive,
who they think is still alive.
Matan Shacharim.
Right.
Matan Shacharim. Okay, so we'll start mentioning in whatever in the Chatufim, Matan Shachar Ben Enat. Hopefully he's alive and he should come out quickly. Okay. So we start in the new Mishnah. Ve'elu chayav lachris, right? So these are things you chayav lachris. Matzah perot beklif. You found fruit in a vessel, or the klif, which, or just the empty vessel itself, or ma'ot bekis or kiska mochu, or money in a vessel, or in a wallet, or in a wallet just as it was, or tziburei perot, tziburei ma'ot, or bundles. We'll see where Rashi says we'll see in the man what the see money. You see bundles, we're bundles of money, right? So these are all the things you got to machris. The things that we don't assume that they were mayash. And that the mitzvah, therefore, you've got to actually announce them. And the shlosha matpot, the Mishnah says shlosha matpot zel ze. Or if you see three coins piled one in the other, Rashi, we'll see the Gemara again later on over there, what they are, right? Or krichot, right? Krichot b'shtei yachid. So we saw in the previous Mishnah krichot b'shtei yachid bundles, right? Krichot b'shtei yachid. We saw the omarim. Right, we never had to announce them in the Shriyachid. You do kikarot shel bala bayit and bread that's artisan bread that's got a siman. You do have to announce the gizei tzemer, and you have things of wool chota alu krimi beit ha'uman. Right there, we saw in the Mishnah it said that were taken not of beit ha'uman in Medina Tan. I think the Mishnah used the lashon there gizei tzemer be Medina Tan. Yes, gizei tzemer halakuchin mim medinatan. So there, when we said gizei tzemer medinatan, there was a Rashi there on medinatan. I'm not sure there was a Rashi there anywhere. Where the Rashi was? No, the Rashi medinatan. We said I don't know if it was bundles which were natural, like the whole country used the same things. Whatever, you couldn't identify them. But here they are from here. Rashi says, "Kemochein gzuzot keshar kol gizata medina." Right, in other words, it was standard ways that the whole country used the way that the shearing was done. Lafuke habaot mi beit ha'uman. Rashi says over there, as opposed to the beit ha'uman, kitaniti we will see in the end in the sefer. This is the sefer. This is the part of the Mishnah here. Right, these are already guys who got their own styles how they cut these bundles, etc. So this is already considered a siman. And then kadei yain mekadei shemen, barrels of wine or barrels of or jugs of wine or jugs of oil, not your kadei barrels, right? Are elu chavach yigol machris them. We saw early on as well in the previous Mishnah, people had different signs of how they sealed their wine, etc. Well, we didn't make a difference there between the beginning of the season and the end of the season, right? When they patchut the otzarot, yeah, we'll get to that. So the good one's like a time. This case with particularly with regards to the fruit, we said at the bottom of the amud, we said fruit in a kli or the kli itself or money in a wallet, the wallet itself. So that's the timer, the matzah perub kli or mat bekis. Why, when we found money in a wallet or fruit in a barrel in a vessel, we had to announce it. Ha kli ulefana perub. To ask to be specific. The diuk. When is that? There's a kli, and in front of it is the fruit or kis. One of the ones said, "Here's it. I've got this cup over here, and let's say the drink is right next to the cup, right?" Or the fruit's back to the barrel. So it makes sense. All right, Rishalo. So that's the deal he wants to make. It's not just you found the kli here and fruit there, but you found the kli, and right next to the kli is the fruit. We saw the brighter. Lahad et harabanan. The Gemara brings a brighter, similar brighter, and then asks a kasha on that brighter. Matzah kli lufanei parot. You found it, not parot, parot. Right, you found, now I call it, by the way. Yeah. You found a kli, and next to it, the fruit. Right? Yes. Matzakli ufilifapirot kiss for marrow money, the same story, I realize they're yours. Miksatan now, the bride carries on, miksam kli, miksan algabe kar, give some is in the clean, some's on the floor, or miksan make some's in the wallet and some's on the floor, miksan like karak, you got a machris. So we see over here that even when it's not all in the vessel, so some's in the vessel, the conclusion is that it's got to do with it. Rashi says, yeah, davar mochiach. The situation, the circumstances prove the henech al-gabe karka, the henech who, that the ones on the floor belong to the guy who owns the kli as well. And if we go to chayv achris. But I'm going to get a steer on that. Matzah davar she'ed bo siman, but tzah davar she'ed bo siman. You found something which hasn't got a siman, next time which hasn't got a siman, chayav l'achris. You go to machris. So even though, let's say you found a jacket, and it hasn't got a siman on it, but it's next to a box that's got a siman on it, you have to be machris because maybe the assumption is maybe they both belong to the same person. Now, Baal Baal Siman, not to let you know, the Baal Siman comes and says, no, only the box is mine, not the jacket. Zacha hale, but davar she'ed bo siman. You've been talking to that thing, isn't the siman? So why are we so quick to say that if there's something, if there's a part of it on the floor, part of it in the box, that they both belong to the same person? Yeah, we see that they don't have to be, they belong to different people. So I'm Rav Zvidov, this is a lokasha. Haba kuva v'kitna, haba tzina v'piri. What's kuva v'kitna? She says, kuva v'kitna is a gagit mutter, a bucket that's turned upside down. In front of it is a bit of flax. Rashi says that the pasha that the flax never came from the bucket. Why? Because if it had come out of the bucket, there would have been a little bit left in the bucket. And it's impossible. All the flax would have fallen out of the bucket. Right? For who I didn't kiss my mind. Same thing with money and wallets. Me high timer. So why do we say nonetheless you go to chayev? Because we saw over here that sometimes the guy could just take it and it's not his, the other part's not his. And here we concluded that if there's a bit, it's always belongs to the whole pack. It's a package deal. He says, no, when do we say chayev the machris? But tzena upiri. The avidi, the sharki, v'naflim in kulu. Right? This is over here with the tzena upiri, the basket and fruit. There, fruits roll out. So pishtan is like gooey stuff, right? So if it overturns, you'll still see like the lining of the bucket. You'll see some of the flex of the stuff that stays. But fruits roll out. They're sharky. They're slippery. They go. It might not be the case. So that's not. So in other words, the proof when something is outside and it sticks in it is only for something which would have stuck in like flex. If it's fruit, there's no proof. The bucket never fell. All the fruit fell out. It's still okay. Okay, that's onto what Papa Amar Hava Haba Tzina Piri. No, they both talk about a barrel of fruit. Velo kasha. Still on the list here. Why? How do you start immediately? How do you start immediately? Sometimes a bit of fruit stays behind. Sometimes fruit doesn't stay behind. When there's no fruit in it, you don't have to worry. There's a bit of fruit in it. And we say the fruit outside belongs to the guy whose fruit is inside as well. And even the third possible answer Gemara says is, Hava Haba Tzina Piri. But sometimes when nothing stays behind, Velo kasha. Still on the list here. Why? It depends how the bucket is lying. So I don't want to overturn this cup just here because it's still got a bit of stuff in it. But imagine the cup is lying on the floor like this and the fruits are all here. So it makes sense they came from here. But if the fruits are all here, then what's the bucket going to do with the fruit? Okay, and the fourth answer it says, it could even be still they're all the same. Even when the mouth of the bucket is facing the direction of all the fruit, it could still be that sometimes the fruit doesn't belong to the guy's bucket. How do you know? The lokasha had itla organin letzena had leta organin letzena. That's the last answer the Gemara gives over here. Rashi's over here. Itla organin love bin enough. If the bucket, if this cup, let's have a look at this cup. If you look inside this cup, so this cup's got no lip, but sometimes it's got like a lip around it, right? So it's not completely open. It's got like, if you know that you put those lids on, like it's got a bit of a covering over here. So it makes sense that some could have got stuck inside the bucket when it fell. If a bucket's got a lip on it, say nothing's left inside it, then the chance that nothing came from the bucket. If the bucket hasn't got a lip inside it, then there's a chance that some of it came out and some of it stayed behind, and that would be the case.
Talk here about the coins and the purse, though.
Well, we used a purse, but we got very tied up with the fruit. Yeah. I suppose the Gemara realizes that a wallet and money. A wallet's a wallet, a purse is a purse, you know. So if there's someone in, someone out, then maybe the chance that it did call fall out. But if it's the purse is facing this way and the money's all that side, they're not. So those, the last few things, also money as well. Sometimes a purse has got like a bit of a zip and the zip's partially closed. So some money could have stayed behind if it's completely open. All the money could have slipped out. And you can extrapolate to that. But you're right. Okay. Where are we up to here? Shlosha matbot zels gavezeh. Now, finally, the Gemara jumps straight into the Mishnah. That's on our Amud over here. Shama Bozel Gavazir. Three coins, one top of the other. Did I skip? Tzirei Perot, Tzirei Mo. Sorry. Shemat Bina. What?
Didn't you join here?
Where do you think we're doing?
So, my house, like, we always, like, the Zoom.
There is a Zoom, yeah?
So, I write arrived at that concert where you went. I don't like to
drink
my coffee.
And that's what took you the last 50 minutes out of the line. I apologize. Okay.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's all good. Experience. Squawk for coming.
Thank you.
Right, fine. Okay.
What's
the matter? This has whiskey. It's more perfect to now have a siman. So when says, when we speak about over here, piles of fruit or piles of money. So what are we saying over here? We're trying to say over here that from tzibure peirot, by piles, that's all bundled up, that the minion is a siman. That we can ask the guy how many fruits were there or how much money was there. The one says, no. Tnei tzibur peirot. The Mishnah says, tzibur peirot. Tzibur peirot means nothing to do with the number. It's how it was found. Oh, so what, shmami na makom ha'am siman? Is it the place where you found the siman? The one says, no, tzibur peirot, fruits. And the one goes around in circles. We can't prove anything. We haven't proven yet. Is a siman, is a number of siman, or is a makom a siman? So the Gemara can't prove it either, I think. Okay, then the Gemara says, shlosha matbot zel zagabizeh. Three on top of each other. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Migdala. It's interesting because Rav Yitzchak Migdala. What's his name? Migdala.
Yeah.
From Migdala. Is that his name or is he from Gedala? His name is Migdala, right? Migdala is like a tower. So Rav Yitzchak the Migdal, he says, and when is this money considered a siman when there are three coins on top of each other or fruits of each other? She asuyan ke Migdalin. When it's made like me, he says, like a migdal. That's why, maybe that's why he became migdal, right? But it's like a migdal. So he says, look, Rashi, the coming of Rashi, Shloshtan, Rechavim, we can see Rashi, we see this now, the three are wide, they're wider, they basically, it's built like a pyramid. The bottom coin is very wide, the smaller coin slot is, the middle coin is a little bit wider.
Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalea in the
Gom. Wow, amazing. Robert has got a note there, that Salwan's nodding his head there as well, obviously at the same note, right?
Because his ruling refers to coins stacked like towers.
Okay, so there we are, like Clifford said. So he's called Rabbi Yossi Migdalan, and he's the only reference to the whole Gemara to him, where he talks about, must remember that, and Daf Kaf Hay. How are we going to remember Kaf Hay? Kaf Hay. The Kaf, he's like this, and the Hay is very open. I don't know, the Hay is built more like a tower. The Hay is more stable, I don't know, who knows. Rav Yitzchak Migdala. Bright as well. So if you found coins throughout all yours, I see everything made like a migdalin, you've got to announce them. What's to give examples of the brighter? Three on top of each other. So when it says, no, I go for cash. The steerer in this brighter itself says the Gemara. Why? The one hand, if you found them spread out, they're yours. So what's the extremes are? Spread out or bundled one on top of the other? But on the other hand, you've got a situation where they are mishal chavei shlechuvei. What does that mean? They aren't really spread out, but they're close together, but not spread out. Look at Rashi. Miktzatzu ala chaveritu, miktzatzu ala gabekarka. Some on top of each other, some on the floor. And in other words, if you tell me that when they're mefuzarot, they're yours, and when they're mishal chavei shlechuvei, then you go to machriz. On the other hand, the sefer said, I'm a sefer, asrin kemigdarin, that they piled one on top of the other. Chayav lachris. Ah, so what do you mean from that? Unless they piled specifically one, two, three, over the other. Ha'mishal chav shluchvei. They just spread out a bit in one bit on the other. Harei shelo. Make up your mind. So we're drawing different conclusions, Yana, which is when is it yours? Mishal chav shluchvei or not? Is it yours? You have to machris. So Tana kol she'en asuyin kemigdal before Jod Garek. The Gemara says, no, don't worry. Whenever it's not called a migdal, right, then it's called mefuzarot. And therefore, you never have to announce the stuff like that. Rabbi Chanina lo shanu ele shel shlosha melachim. Now, Rabbi Chanina wants to try and limit this to even more. He says, when do we say that with shlosha melachim? If it's coins from three different kings, in other words, three different printings, three different editions. But if it's one king and there are three coins there, then who's going to add it? It's all, it's the moment. If you find ten shekel coins, or the ten shekel coins, or two shekel, does it make a difference? Attentional coins, what is that? But if you found a tentacle coin now, and there was an old tentacle coin, and there was a, I don't know, you use other currencies, etc. So, of course, according to Rabbi Chanina, if they're all from one melech, then even if it's one melech, then maybe you'd also have to, you wouldn't have to announce. Other way. If they assume Kemigdalin, if it's a Migdal, if it's one king, you have to announce it. And if either any assume Kemigdalin, they aren't in the Migdalin, then finish your Shlosha Melachim, you wouldn't have to announce it. The Gemara's question, is that what you're saying? The Gemara says, no, Ela Iyat Mar Hachim, this is how you explain it. Lo Shanu Ela Shel Melech Echad. Ka'ein Shlosha Melachim. When do we say you're going to make a Migdal? If it's one king, though, but it's like as if it was three different kings. Look at Rashi, what does he mean like that? Aval Shel Shlosha Melachim, he says the very first wide lines of Rashi. The very first, Klomar, Afilu Hen Shel Melech Echad. Shetzurot Shloshtan Shavim, that the three are the same coin. Vain Kain Shloshah Melachim, what does it mean? Shechalokin Baruch Van, Bedomina Gilmat Be'ot. So let's say you've got an American coin. You've got like a quarter and a dime and a nickel. So they're all the same king, but they're three different coins, and they can be the migdal. They have to be mats. They have to be machris. Okay. V'ayichid amidashin kibigdalin. What says? Good example. What's a migdal? Ravicha tata. The widest ones at the bottom. Metzia ilavai. And then the middle ones on top of that one. Vezuta ilavai metzia. And then the smaller one at the top is on top of the middle one. Damrinan anuche anchinan anchaneu. So the guy put it down there on purpose. If it's one king, the kula kihadadidin, they all have the same coins. Avagav the manche adadai, with one coin, one king, the same coin, three 10 shekel coins, they're yours. So the Gemara says, why? He says, Ema, what would we say? Itramuya, itramu, bahadi had enough of stam. That's how they fell. Okay, I want to see someone walk and fall out of his pocket. Three 10 shekel coins landing one top of the other. Okay, anyhow. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's one king, you always machris. So what are you machris? Now we tried to prove from the Gemara a few moments ago from the Mishnah whether you machris the makom, machris the siman, and we couldn't conclude machris makom, machris siman. Right? So my machris, the Gemara says minyan. The Gemara says, I don't understand. My area tlata. See, if that's the case, why do we have three? Afilu trainami, even two. We've seen this answer already a couple of times this paragraph already. So I'm Ravina. Ravina says no. Ravina says, there's a bacha that changes it to, I think it's Tavi Machris. Tiv'i. Now, well, the Gemara says Tav'a, but the bach changes it to the yud at the end, to Tavi Machris. Right, what does it mean, Tavi Machris? Rashi says over here, Matve'ot Matzati. Right, the third, last line of the word, he says, you announce, I found coins. Hilchach Trei Lav Siman. That's why two is in a Siman. Why? Because when you say, I found coins, Demi'uta Matbeot Shtayim. So obviously it's at least two. So to say two, not a siman. So what if you found two? You keep them. So you've got to find three from there. Onwards, you've got to keep them, right? So now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, let me ask a question. Okay, what happens if I found the coins now in a couple of different ways? So the first way we said was, Rabbi Yossi Kamigdalin, he said Kamigdal. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said, what if it's a Kashir Mahu? Rashi says at the bottom here, all these different answers. Kashir Mutlin Be'agol, Ketzadah, like a bracelet. Or Kashura. Look at Rashi, Keshura, Zuet, Zuzo, one next to the other. Or Kechatzuva, Mahu. Now look at Rashi, he's got a picture. Look at the Rashi there. The second last lines of Rashi, got a picture at the bottom there. Kechatzuva, Keshlosha, Raglei, Kankan. Korechad, Kereged, Avir, Shoshnei, Kazeh. Like a because sign. You know, because you got therefore is like 1, 2, 3, and because it's the other way around. Anybody know that? Yeah. That's the code word, right? 1, 2, 3, like that. Right?
Shorthand
for because. You know, therefore is 1, 2, 3. You want to write in your page, you go, therefore. It's like that. And because it's like that, it's a good thing to know when you write. Well, you don't use your computer, so we're not like us guys who write on a piece of paper. Right. Because when Rav writes, he says, Rav emtzei al tachton. Rav ha'elyon al emtzei, k'mo ma'alot shekurin al tachton. Okay, but pashut ma'u. It's a bottom line, kesula ma'u. Right, or pashut ma'u. Tam Rav Nachman, Rav Abu, kol shilu machnis la kesam beren. So Rav Abu says like this, in time, if you take one, like a stick, a twig, or a toothpick, and you pick them all up, and they fall in one shot, Kaiv la hakris. You pick the one shot. You got a hakris. What is the actions that we have? Chiyav kesulam. The Gemara says, "Pashut mehachal." The Gemara says, "You know what? We can answer at least one of these questions." Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avura, Kol shi'ulu machnis lekesem benem, and not even vadachat. Chiyav la hakris. If you put in a twig and you pick them up in one shot, you have la hakris. That would be like the sulam says Rashi. Okay. So by Rav Ashi, we never answer all those questions, but I thought you could use a bit of commentary. By Rashi, ka'avnei bet kulis mahu. Now, this is interesting here, because what's kulis? We know Rashi says, yeah, mar kulis, v'yishayim avodazora, ulekame mefarish haichi avde. Mar kulis is this kasev avodazora with the stones, right? So look at, why did the Gemara call it beit kulis? Now, there's a tosfot, look at this tosfot, it's a great tosfot. Ka'avde beit kulis, mikan amar Rabbeinu Tami says, the ain shayim avodazora mar kulis. The name, the real name is not mar kulis, ele kulis. The goyim call it kulis, from the word kilus, lekales, like when you praise God. Lavdil, right? So could I mean the hacha? Vahada karile ba'alma markulis. Why do they call it markulis? Hainu chiluf kilus. The opposite of kilus. Not lekales, but mar, bitter kilus. Right? The haim korim kilus lashon shevach. The goyim call the avodazora kilus from the word praising. The chachamim ivlich ichlifu legnai. They turn it into a derogatory term. Lashon la'ag vekeles. Umar hu chiluf. And that's the opposite. Kamo mar de shachuta de perikid anashim. Okay, it's an interesting word there. So we call it mar kulis. The goyim call it kulis.
Mm-hmm.
We call it mar kulis, the bitter kulis. Okay, so that's why it says, yeah. What if the stones, if the coins were like in order of bait kulis? So mahu, what would be the case over there? Then we have to announce, wouldn't you have to announce them? So Gemara's like a toshma natanya matzah, my opifos already found coins spread out, which are yours. Kavne bait kulis, what about it? Chayv lachris. So the Gemara says, nuva eluhein, abne ket churis. What is abne bait churis? So Gemara's like, it's a chat mikan, vechat mikan, vachat al gabe hen. So imagine like one, two, three. Okay, like how you do with the blick with bricks, like staggered, you know, one, two, like brick laying, bottom, two, like that, like a pyramid sort of story. Right? Now, this is what we spoke about yesterday. This is the end of the daf from yesterday's daf. You found a coin in the marketplace. Where's David? David can't speak to me afterwards about that. David, you there? Yeah, there's David. Right? Matzah, Hamotze, Sele Beshuk. It's a coin. Now we know that there's one coin, there's no, that means not, it's yours. That's halacha. You find a coin, shelo. Right? Umetzo chaveru v'amar, your friend bumps into you, sees you go, he says, hey, sheli, it's mine. And chadashai, it's a brand new one, he explains to him, Nironit, look at Rashi's Nironit, Niron kaisa katuvela. It's got Niron the Caesar's face on it, gives you all the simon in the world. Shel melech ploni, from that king, lo amar klum. Nothing, it's yours. Velo od. His mother wrote his name on it, so he wouldn't lose it. It says there, Darren Platsky in black letters, right? Lo amar klum. Why? Lefisha ein siman lematbeya. There's no siman as far as the matbeya is concerned. The amar, dilma, afuke, afka. Because who knows? I might have got that coin, paid somebody with the coin, and now it's got my name on it, but I usually pay it. So I bought Robert's watch off him, and he's walking around with all his coins that say Darren Platsko, and then he lost it. Then so it's got your name on it, so what? His bottom line is a coin, that's a stam, the milta. Okay, new Mishnah. Ain't Simon the Matbea. Shkoach. Matzah Achara Gapa, or Achara Gader. So Rashi says over here that what's a Gapa? He says Gapa here. Matzachar gapa achar gazer gozerot bekusharin. You sound like tied up chickens behind the gazer. Rashi says gapa stimat kotel shel etz or shel kanim. So there was like a hole in the wall. It was boarded up with wood or with reed. In the cases like a fence or achar gader after the wall after the regular fence. Rashi says a gader is avanim, right? So the gapa is if it was reed or whatever or the steel concrete wall. Gozalok shayim, chickens tied up. Or, b'shvilin shebasnot, or in the field, the paths in the field. Harei ze lo yigab, and don't touch them. This isn't, don't be a tzaddik now and say, this is Shavat HaVeda. I'm going to take them now and go, just leave them alone. Don't touch them, not yours. There's the difference between finding something and it either being yours or chayv l'achris, or a third level over here of don't touch. Right, I think you'd be right. I'm going to take them home and keep them until the owner comes. He does it. No, it's not broken. Don't fix it. He tied them up. He didn't come and fetch them. Look at Rashi. Lo yigabe in the ends of Veda. Not a lost thing. Shea muzhara lea. Belo tochal italem b'mishtamehu. Right, this is not because it says lo tochal italem. The Torah says you can't mitalem from an Aveda. This is not an Aveda. An Aveda. Like you see a guy's got a nice car park. Outside his house. Well, I'll take the car home and I'll hotwire it and announce it till he comes. And leave it alone. Right? Matzah kli ba'ashpa. We saw this yesterday. If you found a kli, right, some vessel in the garbage bin, that would depend. Im mechusa, if it's covered up, lo yigaba. Like we saw yesterday, this mission already. Don't touch it. Remember, because you said the guys are stupid, they come back and get it. Im megula, if it's on that hand, it's exposed and it's not covered up at all, then no tell the machris. You're going to take it, you're going to machris. Okay. So what says, my timer. Why not? Right? Why? I said, I mean, hana inesh, that's new, haicha. Because why don't you touch it? Because the guy hid it there. V'yishakileu leitle lemarayu simana begavayu. If you take it now, he's lost any simon that he's got. Right? Hilchach l'shafkinu ad atimarayu v'shakileu. V'amai lihave keshe simon. So why not? Just take it until he comes and say that the keshe, the way that it's tied up, is a simon. So amarav b'mekusharin b'kanfehen. Now these chickens, right, they were tied up by their wings. The Kurama Achim Akach, everyone ties up the birds that way. Okay? I mean, we're not experts in tying up birds, but I suppose if you had chickens, you'd either tie them up. That wouldn't be a siman. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Would I have a makom siman? See, it's still the same question we tried to prove yesterday, right? Is a kesher the siman? Is a makom a siman? The place where they found them? We'll take them still, and we can announce the place. It was Amar Vakiba Brachama, but Medadidin. What is Medadidin? They're moving around. Now, if they're tied up by their wings, I'm not sure they move around. But anyhow, Rashi says, yeah, we makom makom, move from place to place. Of course, I don't understand. Ibn Medadidin, so Ma'amatu. Then if they're moving around, then how do you know that a guy tied in there? Maybe they just came from some faraway place and they actually lost and you can take them to Machriz. Right? Look at Rashi here. So the guy put them there. The Kevin Dain men siman, name hara elushilo, they're yours. Back to square one. Right? So sorry, I left out the word. Right? So you can remember me alma'atu. Some say ma'amatu. We can remember inishat snihu. And some say no. Some put them there. Look at Rashi. Hoyal makusharin, because they're tied up. Vahavale safek hinuach. So this is an interesting situation. The one says, Yeshomri ma'amatu. And it's a safek kinuach. Now, what does it mean, safek kinuach? Rashi, but davar she'en bo siman v'kol she'ken v'ala hinuach. So he says, we're already going to Chumrah, even a safek kinuach. Maybe a safek person put it there. V'amravi abba bar zavda, amarav, kol safek kinuach. Listen to this. Kol safek kinuach. So the hinuach is a safek. Lechatchile lo yito. See that? The safek kinuach. So because the safek kinuach, lechachile don't take it. Look at Rashi. Lo yitol the isha kaltela. If you do take it, like the Mara, you see money lemeitav bayu. V'yafshi, the guy now lost his siman. Hilchach lo yitol v'abalim yiskeru v'yavo v'yitlum. Leave it there, let him come fetch it. V'im natal ha'eva, since it's a safek hinuach, if you did take it, right, lo yach, you have to bring it back. The ha'leket the yav siman. Because now the guy lost his siman. So, it's only a safek kinuach. It's quite complicated, right? It's a safek kinuach. So if you take it, there's no longer a siman. So we know for a fact, if you took it, he's lost his siman, because the makom is not going to help us. It's a safek, leave it there. If whatever case, I don't know, maybe you're worried about the animals, or the case you did take it, you have to machriz, they're yours. Okay? Now, matzah, kli, ba'ashma, b'chusil, lo yigabo, megulel, to machriz. So we saw a different type in the Mishnah. If you found a kli, on the one hand, it's covered, don't touch it. If it's uncovered, then you go to chav hachriz. Right? I suppose it's a kli that can have some sort of siman. So that's why you got to be machriz. It was obvious that no siman, whatever the case was, with money, if it was all, we have to machriz. So what's the v'ramin? We got a stira. We got a brayta that says matzah kli tamun b'ashma not l'machriz. If you see a kli tamun not l'machriz, shechein derech ashpa lipanot. Because what Amishna says over here, that if it's megule notel, if it's mechuse not, the brayta makes no difference between, it says even if it's mechuse, sorry, matzah kli tamun, if it's mechuse notel machriz. And our Mishnah says, if it's mechuse, leave it alone. Correct? What are you with me? Right? Look at Rashi. And what's the reason that brayta? Shechein derech ashpa lipanot, meaning that they're going to clean up the place. We look at Rashi. We don't take it now. The kashipane yitlena nochri yishal chashun, yishal chashun, right? And if you don't take it up now, when they come to clean up to remove the garbage, then either a goy is going to take it, or the Israeli you can't trust that. You trust yourself, so you want to just help the guy now. Hirchach aveda hiu muzarle. If it's aveda, you got you muzarle on hashavat aveda. So go and do your job. So I'm going to steer in Amishta. Amishta says if it's mechuse, leave it. If it's not mechuse, take it. And the bride says, even if it's mechuse, you go to machriz. So I'm Rav Zvid, lo kashe. Rav Zvid says, we're going to see the same thing here. Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, like the previous Mishnah. Rav Zvid says, lo kashe. Ha b'kuvi v'kasi, ha b'sachini v'hamnik. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, kuvi v'kasi, t'muni midat haveh, v'lo yiga bahen. What is a kuvi v'kasi? I thought that I saw a Rashi here that explained what kubi v'kasni is. Haba kubi v'kasi, wasn't there a Rashi?
Yeah,
is it a Likutei Rashi? I thought I heard it. A kubi v'kasi, how come I have cons? Yeah, here we are. Haba v'kubi is a kankan, right, like a jug, and a kasi or kosot. She says, one's a kankan, like a jug and cups. Haba sachine v'himnik, right? So himnik, Rashi says over here, shall is a yefoitzpur, shall barzel, shall sofrim, sheyesh lo shnei rashim, v'rosho echad mefutzal. So it's like an easel, I think. Look at Rashi, our Rashi over here. Kubi v'kasi, sachini v'himnik, shein keilim k'tein, little vessels, right? And they lost because they chucked away. So tell me now, Bait, look how parish my shechen derech ashba libeno. We're going to ask in a moment, what does it mean that the nafka mina of the fact that that this place gets cleaned up in a regular place? So bottom line is, Rav Zvid wants to say it would be 20 if it's like jugs and cups, or if it's like little vessels. So he says, I've explained himself, right? Bekovi v'chasi lo yiga. If it's jugs and cups, don't pick them, don't touch them. Besachi v'himnik not lo machris. So he says, look at Rashi over here. Sachli v'himnik. Oh, we saw that he wrote there was there. I'm not sure what the difference is, to be honest with you. V'himnik v'not tel. If it's besachni v'himnik not lo machris. So cups and jugs, you can assume that the guy put them, he's coming to get them. These other little vessels might have got lost. Rav Papa amar havaha bekovi v'kasi. Rav Papa says no. In both cases, we're talking about jugs and cups. And still have a little kasha stiro, huh? Kan bashpa shali panot, kan bashpa shena shali panot. If it's a ashpa shasarep, when the guy knows, gets cleaned on a regular basis, so then he wouldn't have stuck them there. So that's already aveda. If it's a ashpa which only gets cleaned out once a month, so then we can assume the guy put it there to hide them there. Right, so wait a second, ashpa shali panot, aveda midati. But if it's an ashpa shali panot, so why would I have to worry about it? Then if the guy put them there, it's a vedimida, means he chucked them away. He doesn't want them. That's why he threw them in the garbage bin. Ele ba'ashpa she'ena shalipanot. V'nim lachale lifnota. Really, it wasn't meant to be cleaned out now, but there's a change in the dates of the municipality when they came to do their cleaning, and now they clean them out over here now. Okay, so that was the difference between Rav Zvid, and the difference between two different types of kalim. And Rav Papa said, no, it's the same kli, it would just depend if it was meant to be cleaned or not meant to be cleaned out. Which is bishlo Rav Papa, hanitani shekein derech ashpa lipanot. We understand Rav Papa says in the same type of kli would depend whether the ashpa was going to be cleaned or not going to be cleaned out. El Rav Zvid, ma shechach shekain derech ashpa lipanot. When we corrected that brighter, we said, sheba ashpa she'ena ashpa lipanot. The woman said, no, bishtom erat v'nim nachalei lipanotah. How does that help us if it's two different types of kalim? So when it says, shekain derech ashpa lipanot la, kalim ketanim. It's the little kalim that the ashpa wouldn't take notice of, but these big things, I suppose, they wouldn't take, the jugs and the cups. They may have put them on the side, they've got a bit of lost item over here. I think we end up over here. Okay, go on.